Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
Yeah, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, Figgy Fig, and Reginald Atitula hanging out with you. Texans practicing again today, as they frequently will on a week heading into a game. They will have Sunday Night Football at NRG Stadium versus the Lions. That is who they are gearing up for. They're gearing up without some of the major people that you are dealing with. The big ones that we've been waiting on. Mm-hmm. Nico Collins, Will Anderson Jr. Neither of them practicing today.
Yeah, look, I'm hesitating here because I can't imagine this offense without Nico Collins against Detroit's defense. That's you can probably look. You don't want to, but you can probably make do with Will Anderson on the defensive side. It's a good squad. You got Autry that can go outside.
Autry will go outside.
You know, you've got some guys that are coming back elsewhere. But no Nico. I mean, that sort of narrows down the possibilities for this offense.
100%. Especially because there's something that he does incredibly well. Like especially I can't remember who was tweeting about this, but against cover one, cover three, those kind of mm-hmm. Middle closed defenses, like he can really attack them deep and feel comfortable like getting some deep shots off there. Plus, like with his fluidity, with his smoothness and his speed, you can get the ball to him quickly and like get yards after catch mm-hmm. is huge, and that's something that he's capable of. Something that this Texas team hasn't done very well, is getting the ball out into space and letting them go get yards. Those screens, they don't execute well mm-hmm. unless it's Nico Collins, right? Like he almost has that Joe Mixon like quality of whether it's the play is going well or not, he can kind of make it good. Mm-hmm. And in addition to that, the one that always comes to mind, I can't remember if it was Xavier Hutchinson running a slant that he just could not use his body to fully protect the play, and it got batted down. That doesn't happen with Nico Collins. So some of the quick game stuff, I imagine, would be a lot easier.
That's it to me. The big body being able to leverage players and stretch the field. And that's the other thing. So if you're looking at where are the Lions susceptible? They're ranked pretty low in yards per catch yards per attempt against. They can be had with longer plays. Otherwise, they're pretty strong. Run defense can maybe be a little bit iffy for them sometimes. But with no Nico, you're talking about Tank. Here we go. We were talking about it last week. Tank, you got to step up. He did. Okay, do it again, because Joe Mixon needs some help with the play action, with the passing game.
Yeah, but the way it's looking, the likelihood is mm-hmm. If you're reading the tea leaves that are the practice reports.
Yeah.
That Nico Collins probably does not return for this one.
Right.
The cursed hamstring, man. It's the worst of those soft tissue issue injuries, and it just continues to rear its ugly head, in particular in this instance with wide receiver Nico Collins. All right, let's go back a day and go to the assembled media getting to sit down and talk to both C.J. Stroud and head coach of this team, D'Amico Ryans. I thought that there were some really interesting things that came out of this one, and I'd like to start with D'Amico Ryans, because one of the big things that this team has dealt with second halves. Mm-hmm. They just have not scored consistently or well in the second half. Even in the games that they have looked that they looked better in, not to say that they looked good or great in earlier in the season, but the games that they looked better in, those were games in which you got out early, and then in the second half, you know, maybe wasn't so good, and you had the defense just kind of stand their ground to help you get wins. And so D'Amico Ryans was asked, what is it that's preventing this Texas team from executing and finishing games?
Yeah, man, we've been in every game we've talked about, we've been in the games. We just, you know, people, I guess it's this narrative, like we're just not a good team. But we've been in games, we just haven't made the plays that, you know, it's not from a matter of, you know, effort. And those things, it's a matter of being on the details, and that's what the league is about. The team who are on the details, especially in those critical moments, talk about third down, red zone, like a situational ball, when you're on it and you're able to make those plays, that's winning football, right? We've been on the back end of that. We haven't won games. We haven't played well on third down. We haven't played well in the red zone, offensively and defensively. So when you win those situations, you put yourself in a good spot to win games. So when I talk about executing and playing well, it's executing in those critical moments is what we haven't done when we've lost games.
Ooh, and you can just really kind of sense there's that the growing frustration, even for D'Amico. He's trying to play it straight and cordial and all that stuff, but you can just sense it. And that's why, you know, they have struggled in the second half. I mean, he's not denying that. It's just, you know, getting close and getting over the top and making the detailed things right, as he talked about. But there's frustration over there because they know that this you can't make a living doing like that.
No, absolutely not. I mean, they did a lot of making a living off of third and long and just making things shake there. Like, that's something that you absolutely can't live in. Mm-hmm. And I appreciated D'Amico giving us a little bit more specificity on this than he has in some other instances. And, you know, highlighting, hey, the third and long, right? And he's mentioned this before. I'm not trying to say that this is brand new, but getting yourself into those situations in third and long and coming back to it being attention to detail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? Like that notion. It is frustrating, though, I will say, that attention to detail continues to be the thing over a long stretch of time, right? Because that, you're right. It has been a lack of attention to detail. But at what point is it like, hey, nut up or shut up time, right? Like, hey, let us now officially get these details correct, because it has consistently been those details that have harmed you.
Yeah, and I totally agree, because I'm sitting there thinking, okay, you know, here we go, you know, into week 10, you know, and still worried about attention to detail. There's an issue there. Like, these are professional athletes that have done this before. Like, what is the issue and how do you fix it? Because we're getting late in the game here.
And professional coaches watching these films and creating these 100% game plans, understanding that maybe the attention to detail isn't there later in these games. Not that you can, like, force these players to get there, but that is, in theory, the job of coaches to help them be the best versions of themselves. And I did take a little issue with the idea that, oh, man, there's a narrative that we're not a good team. No, that's exactly why we're mad, is because we know that you can be a good team and you're not putting that on tape. On the 5-hour energy fan line, this text comes in. I'm interested in what you think, Lopez. They said, what do you think of the Texans' ability to adjust at halftime from a coaching standpoint?
Look, I think halftime adjustments, and I'm doing the air quote sign, are vastly overrated. Like, incredibly overrated. They're adjusting all game long to what they're seeing. They've got the tablets on the sideline. Halftime is hydrate, get whatever needs to be worked on, taped, you know, all that good stuff, and maybe a thought or two of what you're going to do. NFL halftimes are only 12 minutes long, and the clock starts as soon as the half ends. So they got to walk to the, you know, locker room and do whatever they're going to do and walk back out and start warming up. Halftime adjustments is used way too liberally, and it's vastly overrated.
And I think that the bigger question then is not about halftime itself, but
it's adjustments.
The idea of adjustments, purely.
Yes.
And I think this is where specifically Bobby has a lot of a lot of growth, or at least I don't know if it's really growth, but just he's got a lot to show us, because those questions have persisted for 9 weeks. And we're not getting enough of the passing grades that you would imagine or that you would hope from a guy that has gotten as much love as Bobby Slowick has. I want to go to C.J. Stroud. C.J. Stroud had some really interesting perspectives. There was plenty more with the D'Amico. I'd encourage you, if you have time, to go and listen to D'Amico. I know that the Texans have that streamed live on their YouTube. But C.J. Stroud was asked, have you been able to get with any of your offensive linemen and try and figure out the problems?
Yeah, I know I had a lot of great conversation with him, and you know, I believe, you know, that sometimes it takes getting hit in the mouth and maybe getting hit in the mouth multiple times to wake up. And I believe that, you know, this is a wake up call for us to get things fixed. And you know, I understand, like, man, if we give ourselves a shot and we stay in the green, like, we move the ball really well. We just, you know, got to finish. We got to be able to lose those one bad plays in a drive, or those two bad plays, or the penalties. You know, it's always something. So if we can get rid of that, I believe that, you know, we can really be a great football team. And we already are, man. We're a really good football team. Like, there's no time to hang our heads down. It ain't that bad. Like, we gonna figure it out for sure.
It ain't that bad. But in the context of that, in the midst of that,
mm-hmm.
he's talking about the linemen themselves.
Sure.
Like, he's not like, he is saying, I gotta do better. I gotta make adjustments. We have to do, but he's saying, you know, one bad play and, you know, playing better and all that. He's talking about those dudes right there. So I hope he has had those conversations and been as direct. And I think he has. And sort of like, guys, you know, we all have to play better. You guys got to play better. Yeah, they flat out. I mean, it comes down to that. All this talk about Bobby Slowick and adjustments and protections and all that. You know, why the heck do you think they got all these guys that they're putting on the practice squad? Because they're trying to find someone that's better.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, well,
I don't know if they're going to find it there.
Yeah, I don't think that's going
to
ultimately.
But they're trying to find answers.
Right. It speaks to a lack of comfort with what they have gotten production-wise from the offensive line. And anybody with eyes can see that this has not been sufficient for what you're trying to do, what you're trying to get accomplished, which is blocking it up.
Yeah.
And allowing your really good young quarterback to find your really good wide receiving core for yards and opportunities to win and put points on the board. And so, yeah, I appreciated this, especially because earlier this week we were kind of pondering, you know, how much does CJ, you know, kind of get in there and express some of that, like, you know, leadership in those ways, right? Of like actually going and maybe. Accountability is such a weird word because it's used really loosely, and I don't know that sometimes we could use it to a point where it loses its meaning some ways, but like really be in there and kind of one, encourage, we know, but also two, like, you know, kind of put guys to the holds guys' feet to the fire.
You know why I like, you know why I liked it the most was I was kind of turned off by we all have to play better from Tuesday that or Wednesday that D'Amico was talking about.
Okay.
Because he's like, we all have to play better. And we know that already. In fact, I said that. You know, we know that everybody has to play better, but it is about the offensive linemen. And in the context of what CJ said, he said that. He goes, it is on the offensive linemen to either get better or figure it out.
All right. A text that comes in on the 5-Hour Energy fan line. It's not as frustrating as it is with y'all. They know they're a young team still growing. Y'all in the media do the most for a story. Look, I understand where you're coming from, but like this ain't about creating a story. Like this ain't really about that. This is about seeing a team and what a team that's capable and of doing certain things, right?
Yeah.
Like I think I liken this to being a parent. And seeing the report card that comes home and being like, yeah, I got a B. All right, cool, you got a B, but you're an A caliber student.
Yeah.
Right? Like
that's so good.
That's the feeling, Dad, Mom.
Like,
and 281, if you're a parent, I feel like you understand and you feel that feeling, right? The idea of, yeah, okay, you're learning, you're developing, but even with that learning and developing, how many times did we hear that, okay, we got this win, but there's still some things to clean up. And those things did not get cleaned up, right? Mm-hmm. We can use those exact words if we're going to use the parent metaphor again about, hey, you come into your kid's room and you're like, hey, clean up the room.
Yeah.
You walk back in the next day and the room looked the same. Hey, clean up the room. After a few days, you're going to get done with that, right?
Exactly.
And I think that's ultimately the frustration. It really is. It's not fully just being angry. It is a feeling of, you can do better than this. I'm upset because I believe in this team and what they have available to them. If they just reach the goals that they have for themselves.
Well, and let me answer it very, very directly.
Okay.
When he says it's not as frustrating as it is with y'all. It is. It is. You can hear it in their voices. Anybody who's spends any time at all around this team can sense the frustration. You heard Andy Kalu talking about it, who's been in those locker rooms and knows these situations, says they are frustrated. And oh, by the way, they know they're a young team and still growing. We didn't bring in Stephon Diggs. We didn't bring in, you know, Joe Mixon and Azeez Al-Shaair and Danico Autry and pay Tytus Howard. They did, because they don't think they're just a young team and still growing. They thought they were going to be a contender. So, yeah, you could put it on us or fans or outside media or whatever. They're frustrated because they're saying we're not just a young team and still growing. They're saying it with their actions.
One more before we move on here. And thank you, dear texter, for texting in. I'm not trying to bang on you, just trying to interact. I found this the way that CJ Stroud responded to this to be, I don't know, insightful in some ways. And maybe this is a sign of frustration as well. I'll let you tell me. But he was asked if wide receiver Tank Dell is getting back to the player that we saw during last season.
Yeah, I don't believe, you know, even last year is last year. Like, this is week 10 in you know, 2024. So we got to let that go. And we got to, you know, go play this year. And I thought, you know, every week he's been open. You know, we just got to find time to get it to him. And I got to throw the right ball to get it to him. So, you know, he's going to continue to do great.
It felt like you could easily just be like, yeah, he's starting to look like that guy last year, because that would be like, he is, first of all, that is true. And secondly, that's inherently a good thing. I found it interesting, and maybe this is
weird, wasn't it?
Maybe this is the wisdom
Maybe
this is the wisdom that Andy Kalu was talking about with, you know, the starting quarterback of this team. The idea of, hey, no, we're not doing the comparison to last year. That's fine. What we are is what we're doing right now. And so we don't even need to compare, even in the good ways, to last year. We need to just be the best versions of ourselves now.
I did like that as well. I thought CJ did quite well. That's why we wanted to let the listeners hear this, because that is a leadership quarterback right there. Man, last year's last year. We need him now. We need him now to consistently do what we've seen. What we saw against the Jets.
Yeah, and there was a lot of moments that I didn't play again, but we played it earlier, the idea of just like need to have more fun out there. It just feels like there's a level of perspective that we know CJ Stroud is big in his faith, that clearly some of that factors in, but just wise beyond his years. It gives me a little bit of confidence, especially with the concern that people have had, including people in this room, right, about the idea that, oh, this pressure is going to break him in some ways, right? Whether physically or even worse, like mentally in some ways.
Hell, Andy Kalu said he did think of David Carr.
And this is how the quarterback of this team responds. A young second-year quarterback is operating with good perspective. And there's pictures right now of him talking to a guest at practice, Tony Dungy, Super Bowl-winning head coach. So, you know, those are the types of things that you imagine can only help what's happening. And for him, particularly with the amount of, you know, pressure that's on his shoulders, responsibility that's on his shoulders, it makes you feel that much more confident that he's going to handle it well. And he's going to need to, as this is a Detroit Lions team that's coming into us, NRG Stadium on Sunday night, as a very, very good one. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you hanging out with us on this Thursday. We mentioned no Nico Collins, no Will Anderson Jr., at practice today. That kind of puts in doubt the possibility that they'll play on Sunday, but we'll get you more information as it arises from practice. Coming up next, let's get to our lunchtime confessions, which are brought to you by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey. We'll do those next.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.